AP News for Friday, January 20th. I'm Ben Thomas. Russia is claiming progress in Ukraine. Charles de Ledesma with details.
Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov says the village of Klishchivka had been liberated. The claim couldn't be independently verified. Taking Klishchivka, however, would be only a minor breakthrough. But the Kremlin is hungry for good news from its battlefield after months of setbacks. Bakhmut, on the other hand, would be a bigger prize. It could allow Russia to disrupt Ukrainian supply lines in the east and threaten other Ukrainian-held cities in the surrounding Donetsk region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is making a plea to Western defense leaders meeting in Germany.
The terror which burns city after city becomes insolent when it feels that the defenders of freedom run out of weapons against it.
But no decision yet on sending advanced German-made battle tanks. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius on Berlin's hesitance.
We don't fear anything. We have just responsibility for our population in Germany and in Europe. And we have to balance all the pros and cons before we decide things like that, just like that.
Crowds at the March for Life in Washington celebrating the Supreme Court decision that undid the constitutional right to abortion. President Biden has pledged to try to restore that right. The marchers are pushing for lawmakers to do more. Elon Musk has taken the witness stand in a lawsuit over his 2018 tweet claiming he had lined up financing to take Tesla private. The deal never came close to happening. Lisa Dwyer on his testimony.
The billionaire defended his prolific tweeting as the most democratic way to distribute information, while also acknowledging that the constraints of Twitter's 240-character limit can make it difficult to make everything as clear as possible.
Shares in Google's parent company rose today after it announced layoffs, 12,000 being let go. This is AP News. People walking through New York's Flatiron Plaza have been surprised to find a field of bright yellow fabric sunflower, the national flower of Ukraine. Ed Donahue has the story.
Adrian Kubicki, Consul General of Poland in New York, says Sunday is Ukrainian Day of Unity.
With this ongoing Russian invasion and the war in Ukraine, we felt that this is very important and pivotal to support Ukrainians to raise awareness using that beautiful symbol, the national flower of Ukraine, which is the sunflower.
Kubicki says 8 million people have crossed the Polish border from Ukraine and about 2 million people still live in Poland.
With all the development, we must be ready to accommodate maybe new wave of Ukrainian refugees. This problem is still persistent.
The sunflowers and the plight of Ukrainians are catching the attention of New Yorkers.
Yeah, because you saw sunflowers in the middle of January in New York, so it was a good idea.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.